So I see that there are other people gathering, but let me present the progress of AppRace++. So this is a project that Christian Federmann and Matt Poe started, and then several people joined, at least in the discussions, and it was probably only Christian who did any coding in this project. So here is a little subset of all the possible extensions of AppRace that several of us wanted. So for example, you know that the WNT manual evaluation is since last year evaluated with TrueSkill. So when we are ranking the systems in the standard 5-4 window, we are doing that just to the database, and only at the end of the campaign, Christian sends the data to Matt, and Matt then runs the TrueSkill calculations. We would like to see the scores online, like not necessarily after every ranking hit, but throughout the annotation at least once a day, so that we know how well the systems fare in the evaluation. That's the first step towards the second, more important goal. TrueSkill is actually designed to suggest which systems should compete so that you learn the most about their relative ordering, given what you already know from previous annotations. So the way that WMT evaluations runs this year, or ran this year and also in the previous years, Christian always prepared a set of batches where the systems were already pre-designed, and this set of batches never considered the knowledge gathered in the previous rankings. So it would be very useful to have TrueSkill hit proposing on the fly, so that we would actually focus on the comparisons that are needed to rank the system. A related thing would be to see which systems are not distinguished yet, so that would be the cluster computation online. Some other people, such as myself from a project that I'm working on, we would like to have other types of annotation built in the same AppRace interface. One of those is the close test, the gap filling exercise, where you get the reference sentence and you need to fill the gap based on the information that you read from the empty output or a similar setup. And then on Monday, Yvette Graham was talking about manual evaluation, and she mentioned her paper, and she said that what she really liked as an approach was real-valued absolute scale annotations. So of all the ideas, this project actually focused on only the very last one. That's a typical, I would call it preemptive planning. So the idea that comes last to the discussion is the one that you actually pursue further. But it is actually a good idea. So this is what it would look like, or what it looks like in the beta. You have just the reference, and the reference can be in the target language, or it can be like a bilingual semantic check task, or bilingual paraphrase check task. So it could also be the source. And then you have the hypothesis of a single system and nothing more. And all you have to do is to drag or click on this slider, and that will indicate that you really that you are happy with the annotation, or that you think it's pretty bad. So here the question for the monolingual evaluation says, how accurately does the above candidate text convey the original semantics of the reference text? It would be slightly different wording for the bilingual exercise. And in Yvette's experiments, it turns out that people actually stabilize after about 15 judgments, so that at the beginning they are like not sure where to put the slider, but then after seeing 15 different sentences, they become consistent with themselves, so to say. So here's some motivation for this, and that comes mainly from Yvette's paper, but we've discussed that here as well. So it's a direct measure of what we are after, or at least some of us are after. How good is the output of each system? With the pairwise rankings that we do so far, we have only an indirect measure. We then convert the pairwise rankings to the absolute score, and you know that there have been papers and many proposals how to do that so that everybody's happy. Yeah. So in the relative ranking, some crucial information gets lost, which is a pity. So for example, we do not consider how far the ranks were in the ranking. So the difference between the outputs, the difference in quality, is not gathered from the data, and also the absolute quality is not gathered from the relative rankings. This slider thing, the absolute real value score, is conceptually simpler than five-fold or five-way ranking comparison. So Yvette says that pairwise rankings actually require you to read the sentence several times. Philip Kahn's argument, on the other hand, would be that you read the same sentence, you know the sentence, you like learn the sentence once, and by doing the ranking, you create 10 comparisons at a time. So this like these expectations or these measurements of those two go against each other. So we kind of agree with Yvette probably that this is probably true that you would have to read the sentence several times, even if you do it if you do the ranking the way people usually do it. So you assign a rank to the first sentence, then assign the rank to the second sentence relative to it, and then proceed further on, and then like shift if you are out of ranks if you actually see even worse output later on. So presumably less data will be needed to gather, or it will be gathered in less time. So in Yvette's paper, in her experiments, half of the time was needed for this absolute ranking than for the absolute scoring than for the relative ranking. But we think that we need to redo that and just check if it's indeed true also in our case. A huge point, like from a theoretical point of view, is that the number of judgments here needed for the absolute scoring is linear in the number of systems. So it's not quadratic. You are not considering all pairs. So adding more systems later is really easy. You just get some annotations, some direct judgments for the systems, for the new systems. You compare, you normalize them, and you compare them to the annotations that you've gathered previously. So this absolute scoring allows you also to like compare systems across years. That's another benefit of that. In the pairwise approach, you would have to rank the new system relative to many others to like establish its score. But there are issues, obviously, with moving to this type of annotation. So the relative comparison is questionable. So even if we trust the normalized scores, it will be at the system level. We will only know that on average, system B performs worse than system A. And some of us, such as myself for some cases, and especially Martin, actually prefer to know that system A is better than system B for a particular sentence. And we cannot get these judgments from the absolute scores anymore. And then there are many design questions or design decisions that we need to make. Like, what exactly does the interface look like? Or how much space is wasted on this or that? Then whether the judgment is somehow affected by the amount of space, the width of the screen, the width of the bar, and all that. How many outputs should people score at a time so that we would like save people's processing time by asking them to score the same sentence translated by several systems. Another question would be if we want people to see the same sentence later in the annotation, it is easy to integrate consistency checks if we degrade the system output and show it to people along or later or before the original system output, and we expect that if the system output is degraded, it should be scored worse, so we can easily remove annotators who are not consistent with themselves or who make stupid annotations. What we do not know at all is how much data is needed to be sure about the level of about the overall score of the systems. So Yvette herself has already collected some data, and I believe it was WMT 12 or perhaps 13, I'm not quite sure, systems. So we can use that data to infer pairwise comparisons and see how they compare to the actually to the actual comparisons that we have gathered that year. But that this is to be done. Okay, so here is the beta implementation that you have linked to. So if you have some time later today or whenever, please help us. This will give us the first set of judgments, and then we'll run more pilots later. So far, we have gathered 92 judgments. So I would say 2 days, like, yeah, because there's WMT in Lisbon just next week, and Christian is going there, and he would mention the results from this. So we would like to have some time during early in the very next week to like look at the data. So think the weekend plus Monday or whatever. The more the better, but yeah. Okay, so this is the conclusion. We're considering absolute real-valued scoring for WMT. The interface in EPRIS is in beta and works well. Many design questions are open, and many more pilot annotations and comparisons are needed and planned. Yeah, so that's it. So it's Christian. Thanks.